I'm so glad you could join me for another adventure from the magical world of Nicholas Gnome. Don't be shy. Pull up a chair and get comfortable. Let's settle in and see what sort of tale my Storymaker contraption creates for us today. First, we'll add some fresh ingredients. A pinch of party streamers. A game of hide and seek. A dash of wishful thinking. And as always, a wisp of magic. That should do it. Now, we pull the crank. Can you hear the story maker working? Okay, let's see what we have here. Wow, would you look at that? The cover of this storybook is as shiny and bright as a new day. That usually means there's a very happy story inside. This one is titled, The No Bedtime, Never Ending Playtime Party from the Adventures of Nicholas Gnome.
Walk along the ocean side and underneath the trees, where magic's unpredictable, kind of like a sneeze. Try to find the garden shed, the place he calls his home. And waiting there for you, my friend, is Nicholas the Gnome.
One evening, on Cozy Garden Island, two little mice, Pepper and Jack, had been busy playing a game of hide-and-seek outside near the wishing well.
It's your turn to hide, Pepper. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Pepper scurried away as Jack finished counting.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ready or not, here I come.
And he set off in search of his sister. First, Jack looked behind the pile of firewood.
She's not back here.
Next, he poked beneath the bushes and flowers that were growing beside Nicholas Gnome's garden shed.
Where could she be?
Finally, spotting the end of Pepper's tail that was sticking out from behind a nearby tree, Jack shouted.
I found you!
Yeah, Jack, nice job. Now it's your turn to hide.
Pepper counted to 10, searched for Jack, and found him. They continued playing hide-and-seek until the sun had nearly set behind Nickel Knock Mountain.
Jack, it's getting pretty dark. Maybe we should go inside for bedtime.
I know, you're right, Pepper. But I sure do wish nighttime would never arrive and playtime could last forever. I'm really having a lot of fun.
Well, Jack, if you really wish it, then maybe you should make your wish official.
Pepper said, pointing her gray tail toward the wishing well.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Jack hurried to the wishing well and said,
Hi, Wilda Wishing Well. How are you doing today?
Wilda's stony depths began to bubble and glow, and out came a melodious voice saying,
Greetings, Jack. I'm doing wonderfully today. Thank you for asking. Please let me know what your heart desires.
Wilda, I wish the day would never end, so we wouldn't have a bedtime and we could keep playing forever.
Since you said I wish, it will be so.
A barrage of bubbles burst from the top of the well, floated up and chased the darkness away, revealing the bright blue midday sky. The birds started singing their afternoon songs, and all the animals, creatures, and critters, and even the crawling things came out of their homes to busy themselves about the day. Pepper and Jack looked at each other, jumped up and down in celebration, and shouted,
Jack, you did it! Your wish came true!
Yeah, let's play! Let's play!
Nicholas Gnome, hearing the commotion, came out of his garden shed.
Pepper, Jack, what happened?
Oh, Nicholas, Jack made a wish that the day would never end and it came true.
Wow, Jack, nice wish! We should throw a party!
Hooray!
So Nicholas started decorating the garden shed with streamers and balloons, preparing party snacks, and organizing his collection of music. Meanwhile, Pepper and Jack spread the news of their wish come true. They invited everyone on Cozy Garden Island to the No Bedtime, Never Ending Playtime Party, and everyone accepted.
Oh yeah, you betcha. We'll just hop in the carrot hatchback and bring a cheese ball or two,
said Rhonda Rabbit. The bees buzzed a boisterous acceptance.
Thank you for inviting us to your party.
Curtis Crab gave them an
All right!
And even the sometimes grouchy Mr. Crow squawked.
Well, I suppose I could come.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The no bedtime, never ending playtime party was a big success. Everyone in Cozy Garden came. Everyone brought snacks. Everyone played games. And most importantly, everyone had a chance to dance to their favorite songs. The sun never set, the stars never came out, and no one dared to speak the words bedtime or sleepy or wake up early tomorrow. The party lasted for hours, and eventually, with full bellies, sore feet, fins, paws, and claws, the guests said their thank yous and their goodbyes to Nicholas Gnome, Pepper, and Jack.
Bye-bye, everybody!
See you next time, Mr. Whale. Oh, don't forget your umbrella!
Thanks, Nicholas!
When the last guest had left, Nicholas looked at his clock and saw that it was time for breakfast. He scrambled a skillet of cheesy eggs for himself and his two mouse friends. They took their plates outside and each tried their best to stifle their sleepy yawns. And push on through the glorious day without a bedtime. Nicholas finished his breakfast and rubbed his eyes.
I'm feeling kind of strange.
Me too. My ears feel heavy and I can barely twitch my tail,
said Pepper.
My teeth feel fuzzy. When's the last time we brushed them?
Said Jack. The rest of Cozy Garden's residents weren't feeling much better either. The bees tried to collect pollen, but their wings were tired and droopy from the hours of flying. The birds tried to catch worms, but their beaks were stiff after hours of chatting. The young fish tried to focus in school, but their brains were weary from hours of telling jokes. The day continued in this difficult manner. Flowers grew heavy with pollen and tipped over, snapping their stems. Young fledglings grew hungry without worms in their nests. And the misbehaving minnows were sent to a shallow pool for time out. On the garden shed steps, Nicholas, Pepper, and Jack simply sat, unmoving, staring into space. Reluctantly, Jack said,
I don't want to be a wet blanket, but I kind of wish it were time for bed.
Nicholas and Pepper nodded in agreement. Suddenly, Nicholas stood up and said,
I have an idea. I'm going to go see Wilda Wishing Well, like you did, Jack, and I'm going to ask her for help.
So Nicholas visited Wilda the Wishing Well, and she gave him a magical lullaby.
If you sing this lullaby, Nicholas, it will bring back bedtime and everyone will be able to rest.
When Nicholas returned, he instructed Pepper and Jack to gather everyone who had attended the party and bring them to the soft meadow behind the garden shed. The mice did as Nicholas said, and soon everyone crowded into the meadow, sighing a quiet chorus of yawns. Soon Nicholas arrived, strumming a pleasant melody and singing the lullaby that Wilda promised him would bring back bedtime.
Okay, everyone, find a comfy place to lie back. Close your eyes and relax.
Good night, good night. It's time to close your eyes until morning. When the sun will rise and you will have rested all through the long dark night, waiting for the dawn to bring new light.
As Nicholas finished the lullaby, the sun set, the stars came out, and one by one, the critters of Cozy Garden drifted into sleep. The end. Well, what a wonderful story. It taught us that wishes aren't always what they seem, that you can have too much of a good thing, and when you're feeling tired, it's okay to fall asleep and dream. Next time, I hope you join me when I use new ingredients to cook up a fresh adventure. Until then, thanks for stopping by. And remember, all the possibilities of imagination live inside you. So let your mind wander, weave your own tales, chronicle new legends, and seek out more stories about Nicholas Gnome and his cozy garden friends at nicholasgnome.com. Fare thee well, and goodbye for now.